Mr. Vasan Srinivasan, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you for inviting me, Shalini.
Vasan, you are one of the directors for Indian Women Support Group in Victoria. So can you please explain to our listeners about this support group set up solely for Indian women?
The Mental Health Foundation Australia, in collaboration, we have established this Indian Women Support Group. We established this somewhere around June, July this year, and also the City of Wyndham, the council supported us financially to establish this and Pakistani Women Support Group in the City of Wyndham. Our interest to bring those people who are affected by domestic violence or even violence against women issues. We have a coordinator, facilitator. They meet once in a week. They speak to each other, their issues, as well as how we can assist them to support and solve their issues to make them happy to live in this country.
Okay, so what made you start such a group? Is it the growing violence against women in the state can be said as a reason?
Absolutely, you can say that, because there are quite a number of aspects in relation to violence against women. The Mental Health Foundation has taken it very serious. We thought this is an opportunity for us to support, especially in the City of Wyndham. Approximately 80 to 20% ratepayers are Indian community. So our intention that bring a group together, since there is a growth of Indian community, so we thought we will take that step forward to support our women in our community in that region.
Okay. How do you provide support through this group? How does it work?
We have one of our staff member who actually a psychologist working for Mental Health Foundation. She chaired that meeting as a coordinator or facilitator, you want to call it. And she takes that issues. Then she comes back to the board. The board is consist of number of professionals like myself, Tim Gooden, Professor Bruce Grant, Miles King, Daryl Williams, so even Has Mustafa, the general manager of Multicultural Commonwealth Banking. So we do have our support base in the state of Victoria. So we assist them wherever, whenever it is required through the system.
Okay. So how do you assist them?
So based on, say, like if someone, some lady go through domestic violence, and if she says that she needs legal support, we speak to them, we connect them with the legal professionals. If they said they need accommodation, we also work through our community links to provide them accommodation. There are even one instance we are collecting money to support the school fees. So each and every means we are going ahead to support our ladies who are in need of support.
Okay, so this is financially supported by the council and the Mental Health Australia?
Mental Health Foundation Australia.
Okay. You already told about the legal support and the accommodation support you provide. But still, what are the other supports you provide through this system? Is it mainly focused on family violence?
Not only family violence, mainly family violence and also violence against women. So some occasion things happen at the railway station or maybe in the bus or in the community or somewhere else. So when they come and discuss with us, we actually put them in perspective. Based on their requirements, we do support them in every mean.
Oh, okay. When you mentioned the names of the panel, I think mainly men have taken initiative in supporting the women in this program, right?
Absolutely. That's what we need. We respect our mothers and sisters.
That's great to know anyway. And is this support group only available in Victoria?
At this stage, yes. And they do have another version, if you look at it, the Federation of Indian Associations of Victoria. They do have a domestic violence support panel. And the Mental Health Foundation work along with the Indian Federation to assist our Indian women in the state of Victoria.
Okay, all right. What about Indian women from other states? Do you offer support to them by any other means?
Yes, we do have contact with Federation of Indian Associations in Canberra, United Indian Associations in Sydney. Also, we work through Federation of Indian Community Council in Queensland, Tasmania, Western Australia as well as South Australia. So,
oh, all right. So how can they contact you?
They have to come through either the 1-300 number in the Mental Health Foundation We have staff attending the phone calls currently 9 to 5. And otherwise, the recording has been taken. We call them back next day. And also, 1-800-number FIAV, that's actually 24 hours helpline. I'm the first point of contact.
Okay. Is there any helpline number or website or Facebook page through which they can contact you?
Yeah, that's 1-300-MHFA, Mental Health Foundation Australia. So that's a letter. They can find that number on Mental Health Foundation website. The FIAV, also the same thing, 1-800-FIAV00. That's also available on the website.
See, there might be many Indian women in the community who need support. So can they approach you personally if a need arises?
Yes, that also happens most of the time because my number is available on Google. So many, not only from here, I do get calls from India because there's some of them, they come through this, dowry, domestic violence connection matters. We do assist them through. Then my number is 0412-55-3371. As soon as I get the call, I put them into contact wherever they need it. It's a legal, our medical, our support services, or even sometimes we do suggest accommodations.
Okay. When you say the support for the accommodation, what about if the women from other states need such support? Will you be able to help them?
This works through community contacts and women's refuge. In each and every state, you do have a women's refuge and also emergency accommodation provided by every state for anyone affected by domestic violence. Not only that, we do have a community contacts within every organization supporting our community groups in different states of Australia.
Okay. You have just started this in 2017, June or July. That's what you said earlier. So during these 6 months, can you tell us an estimate number of the calls you receive or the people approach you?
In relation to domestic violence and in connection to the panel, we get approximately 10 to 15 calls a week. So again, each calls, it's rated in a different direction. Some of them, they just want to have an advice. What happened? I got a domestic violence dispute. I got an intervention order. What should we do? So we provide them the direction. We also give them the number of legal professionals to contact, the legal aid. So approximately, you're looking at 10 to 15 calls a week so far.
Particularly for Indian Women Support Group?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is sad. Sometimes our women go through this domestic violence, and we should remember one thing. We do have a mother. We are born with sisters, and we need to consider to deal with everyone in a diplomatic and a peaceful and an affectionate way. So such thing will never happen if you can control and contribute in such a manner. Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Vasan Srinivasan.
Thank you for SBS Malayalam Radio to contact us. And as a foundation, we are always there to assist anyone in needs to support their mental health, and we can assist them in every means. Thank you.